Yeah, you might put that on, you know, somebody from Warner might catch it, and then where would I?
Podcasting.
What is a podcast?
That'd be fun to have one more, one of the old and ancient. In our nursing home.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. We can still move around a little bit, so.
Jeez, I don't know, that's debatable sometimes.
Tell you what, my right hip is killing me all the time. Not like where I can't get around, but when I just walk, it's sharp.
Those unfortunately got dried out. I should have put a slice
sharp pain all the time. Ooh, cookie or peanut butter, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really dry and crumbly.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're tasty, that's not bad.
Yesterday, right out of the oven.
No parking key.
All right, so dude had come through the door, had him open the chest. He got electrocuted. All right, you open the chest.
What was got cold out.
I forget what was in the chest.
Gold coins and.
You wrote it down, man.
Something else.
Gold bars or something?
Yeah. Not
crown with ruby?
Right. The guy had a crown with ruby.
That's what he had on.
That's all I have new on this thing. It's a crown with ruby. Plus three spear. The guy had a plus three spear. Right. Put that down. I don't know anything else.
We did open the case.
Yeah, there was gold of some sort.
So I was thinking there was like bars or something.
Yeah, gold bars. Huh? There was 1,000 gold bars.
A little dwarf guy. Oh, here he is. He was laying here.
He's hard to find. He's a dwarf.
A stool. Knocked over. What else we got here? It's a kind of a weird angle.
My guys are where they were.
Yeah. Except for your magic user.
This could have that false sweetener in it.
Wait, magic user was there.
I can't give it to you.
Your door, this guy was back here.
No false sweeteners in any of that stuff.
This chip was over here.
There's an excuse not to
be
hidden.
We don't use false crap in my house.
We're very good.
I think it turned out too bad, actually. Except for being dry.
So according to this thing, you were right here.
Oh, yeah, because they just leveled that guy.
You were right.
Oh, I had to dive on, too. We all had to dive on. Yeah. But I went back to the corner and looked for the secret door and all that.
I think we're good. Okay.
Oh, dog's not here. He's still wandering the
countryside somewhere.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm hanging there still with my ring ready to put on.
What does a dog with an animal control collar do?
When there's no
somebody to control it.
Well, would you believe it, though, guys? The character that I bought, she doesn't have the big horn thingies, but she does. She's carrying a staff, and her bird on her arm, her crow, it's got its wings spread out. So I'll have to get another familiar, just to make it fit.
Yeah. When we get back to Bandit, I think I'm nice.
Maybe I'll just get a pet.
If we go back to bed.
A trained pet bird so that's not familiar.
I gotta go back to bed, and then I gotta pay for my dragon egg.
Well, yeah, we got a pup there.
Yeah.
Well, you already got paid for your dragon egg.
I get paid when I get back.
Yeah, that's right. You got stuff there, too. Mm-hmm. They're stealing their stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if we don't pay our rent, they just take it.
Yeah.
Like those bastards do at those storage places.
That's right. And they go through it, pick out the good stuff for themselves, and then they have an auction.
Mm-hmm. It's all the crap.
All right. Let's see here. Dungeon Notes. Dura Secor. That's where we are.
I gotta find myself some studded leather. I only have leather. Studded leather is like one more off.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I can't believe I don't have studded leather.
Bedazzled
leather. Bedazzled leather.
That would be kind of awesome. That's good tonight in there.
Yeah.
You guys sound really well, Ken. You take a closer look at the bird.
The bird is very pretty. Something you've never seen before. He's very colorful and kind of fairly large sized bird.
Kill it.
No.
It's a familiar.
I could probably give you a look at it if you want.
Kill it. I'm telling you right now, kill the bird.
See if it
Cialis talks. Says that. Falthorn doesn't.
See if it can talk.
Well, there's magic spells in there, so you gotta think there's
see if it can talk.
Somebody around here that can use them, so
maybe it can talk. Maybe it'll
threat
like a parrot.
Are you gonna interview the bird?
No. Threat like a parrot, you know how it mimics things. Maybe it'll mimic something that its master
probably a spell or it'll turn to stone.
You have to be a magic user to cast.
Maybe it's a magic user bird.
Mumble.
Jeez. Oh, mumbling.
Well, looks like this.
It means
yes.
Kill it. Kill the bird.
Cool. I would love anything.
Larger than bird.
Blank.
Cialis nice. Will come.
Way to go.
And take a look at the bird.
Congratulations.
And
standing there.
His door is barred.
And take a look at the bird. Same time? Or?
Dude, he's reading the spells.
One after
looking
the
at
other.
Birds.
One right after the other.
Imagine. The thief actually is the one that had said, see if he can talk. So he's assuming that he was trying to get him to say something, and he does actually.
Interesting.
But you can't understand what he says.
He's speaking in Southern. Is he speaking in Southern?
He might be speaking. Dude, oh my gosh.
Hold on.
What would be better than putting a parrot in a room and having it being able to speak like some kind of spell? So when somebody walked in there.
It doesn't work. The thing that a thief can speak. A spell, and it's not going to work because he's not a magic user. You can say, hey, say these words, and he'll say them, and they don't do nothing.
What if it's a familiar or something like that?
Familiars can't cast spells, dude. Come on, what D&D world did you grow up in?
I don't know. Where birds cast spells. Is
And we don't have anything to translate, do we? There's like no translation spell.
We don't have like a speak with animals.
Universal translator?
The see and say. Where's the
I can usually speak with animals if there's a spell, but you have to have the spell.
Mm-hmm. Where are those cuts?
How about the
big door to the right?
Can't rangers talk to animals?
No, they cannot.
What the hell is use as a ranger then?
Well, I have second level spell. Speak with animals.
That's what you need right there, dude.
There you go.
Da, da, da.
Yeah. Sweet. Da, 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 da.
By employing this spell, the cleric is empowered to comprehend and communicate with any warm or cold-blooded animal, which is not mindless, such as an amoeba. The cleric is able to ask questions, receive answers, and generally be in amicable terms with the animal.
Ooh.
This ability lasts for 2 melee rounds for each level of experience. If the bent of the animal is opposite to that of the cleric,
bent.
Evil, good, good, evil, I guess alignment is what they're trying to say.
Yes.
It will not attack while the spell lasts.
Then it'll peck your eyes out.
Note that this spell differs from Speak with Monsters, for it allows conversation only with basically normal, non-fantastical creatures.
And where to find them?
Alright. Well, I'd say I will cast the spell Speak with Animals.
Okay.
Then I will go over there and ask it if it is what a familiar to a magician or what? What do you think, guys? Ask it what?
What?
You want to just say? If it's right.
Yeah. What's your name?
Make it quick.
I
can't remember if he knows anything about that.
My name
that
is Bird.
Undead cleric. Thing.
Bird, Mr. Bird, to you.
The bird is the word.
Bird.
I bet you his name's Iago.
Iago. That's right. That's right. Oh. Yeah, that would have been a good one. You were saying you asked him his name.
Yep. What's your name?
You never gave me one.
Yeah, they don't really address me that way. Bird.
Where are you going
now? Where are you guys? Clear, I thought you were talking to me.
Does the bird...
Get some crackers. Fish crackers.
Is there anything hidden in the room?
Yeah. Have you ever seen them hide anything around here? Is there anything hidden in this room?
That you can spot from your cage?
No, not that I know of.
Do you know anything about some undead cleric that we saw around here recently? He's this big, undead,
bad.
Scary looking guy.
Donald Trump would say bad.
He's just bad. He's very bad.
Wrong.
Trust me.
Some bad people. Bad.
Bad dudes.
Bad dudes.
Why do they keep him here?
Why do they keep him here?
The bird.
The bird.
Why do they keep you?
I'm just a bird in a cage, dude. They feed me crackers once in a while. And, I actually belong to the Noradom. I'm one of his pets. Usually I don't really see him too often. Usually it's the steward that takes care of me. His name is Almirza. Almirza is a magic user that's the steward of the Noradom. And he's the one that usually is in this library because he's like the main
check out the dead steward that I just killed.
No, that's not the steward. That's a servant.
That's the servant.
They sell Surgeon anything on him?
He has a silver tray with a bunch of copper, bent up copper utensils on it.
There's nothing hidden in the room. There's
a little breeze coming through that door, thief.
Okay.
There's nothing behind the wall or like hidden in the table. Anything that they try to keep secret.
There's a map on the table of the whole area. You got that already. Battle map, battle plans for the Noradom. For a bandit invasion. They've already sent an expeditionary force up there. It's about as much as a bird would know.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to get much out of
them. No, we're not. Does he want to be free?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
We can lay out. Bird goes. Why not? Sure. See how this happens.
Can he stay hidden and get the hell out of here?
Sure.
And they'll have to tell the truth. It's a spell. He's under a spell.
Well, they just say they'll be amiable if you don't.
Yeah,
you know.
Why would he lie? He's a bird. He's not any kind of a lion or anything like that. He's a pet.
Give me freedom.
Yep.
You're free, dude.
What about?
Okay.
He's still blowing his whole
don't hang around here.
He flies over and lands on the table.
He's waiting to figure out how to get out of the room since it's all sealed,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. As soon as that door opens, I'm out here, he says.
Boy, we're just pissing people off, fucking, right?
Well, this way they might think the bird killed the servant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Put some pick marks on the back.
Yeah, some feathers on that guy.
All right, so are we going out that door over there, or are we going back to the secret door?
This is closer to the evil dude.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Or are we back to the secret door? That door behind you.
Did you guys take the...
whatever it was, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
The
I know what you're talking about.
It was in the other room, yeah.
That must be yours sitting there. Okay. Yeah. I was like, did I put that on?
Well, the cleric notices that one of the plants in the room by the window is an aloe plant, which gives +1 hit points when applied to cut wounds. 10 total doses per plant.
See, I'll also grab some of that.
I'll take some, put it on right away, because I got cut in that melee deal with him.
So, aloe plant.
There's 10 doses, you said?
10 doses, 10
doses total.
So I'm going to use one right now.
Okay.
How many does it restore?
One hit point.
But for cut,
you guys must have taken all the aloe last time, huh? Oh, see, yeah, we still have it from here before I wrote it down.
We took it from the front entry, too.
Yeah, I wrote it down here.
See, I had 9 more to it.
Only for cuts, though.
Yep.
Yeah, but he's writing it down. I can't write it down both places, or he'll think that.
No, that's right. Somebody keep track of it.
I'll just keep track
of the
totals.
Stats.
Oh, okay. I'll keep track of the totals then. 19. since we had 10 before.
Okay.
And now we just got 9 more because he used one. 19 doses. You can say what they do. Yeah. All right. What did they do?
One hit point. Healing per fruit cuts.
All right, so we're going back out over here. Are we going to shut the door or leave the door open? Let's leave the door open because the bird can.
Yeah, then the bird can fly out.
There was the Sultan Nordam Karisa had a large garnet or large ruby.
Yeah,
yeah.
Crown with ruby.
Got it. There you go. Yeah. That's what I was wondering if you took.
It's a ruby, right there.
All right.
Chirp. Oh, I dragged him over in the corner just so that it wouldn't be as obvious.
Sure.
You wouldn't see him in the middle, just drop him off the corner. No, nothing else we can really do with him.
Bird flies out to the middle of the lands on the floor.
Keeping his options open.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
at this point, those kind of doors really don't matter.
You're going to stick your head through there?
Trixie.
Oddly, he'll put his invisibility ring back on, refresh it. His head.
I'd leave.
That's right, man.
Tracy doesn't count.
You're sexy. That's right.
Sexy. So who's going through there?
I'd leave because he's bumping his head in.
Okay, it's invisible. It slides.
Just to poke through and see what's in there. Cracks the door.
It is a little courtyard.
Ooh, a little courtyard.
Like so. And you can see, because when you stand outside, this is actually, you're up about 3 feet, and then there's like steps that go down.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a graveled courtyard. There is a plant here. There is a little water fountain here. No, sorry. The water fountain was in this corner. Sorry. There is a door here and steps up. And you can see the rest of this building extending down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a porch. Mm-hmm. Actually, a porch that kind of goes this whole length.
Serenity garden.
But this is outside.
This is outside?
What is it?
Yep. And this is outside, open air, too. It's just that this is like a fence. It's actually like a wooden privacy fence.
Mm-hmm.
Or a stone privacy. It'd actually be stone. It wouldn't be wood.
There you go, bird.
Be free.
Okay.
Hey, we saved a bird.
You should have sent a note with me.
Did they say where you were going?
Tell your friends.
You're
right. Now, sucker.
Pay the rent.
Yeah.
Turn the stove off.
So
you get this one.
Sun is out, it's later morning now.
I look at the plant real quick. Is it another aloe?
It is warm outside for you guys. It's hot.
Is it an aloe plant with water?
It is not.
Darn it!
These are actually there's actually 2 plants outside. There's one in this plant too.
Oh, okay. That looks just like this plant.
It does.
It does.
Not an aloe plant.
Okay. Oh. Let's go. So, pile through.
About you know,
like
first.
Leaving the let the invisible thief head across first.
Okay.
And looking up here, as you guys are here, looking up, you don't see anybody on the porch. But you do see that there is a window. There's a double door.
Is this kind of ball looking
double
young
door
dude
here
with a banjo?
Yeah.
And there's a rocky jet.
There's a window here. And again, it's got the metal gratings on.
Nothing kind of crouches around the corner and crouches down by the plant so he can't be seen.
Oh, just.
As he's down there, he notices that there is a secret door here.
Through the stone?
Through the, yep. Mm. Yeah, through the stone.
Secret door just
yep,
to the
get out. To get out, yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
creeping. What's our goal here? We're trying to get back to a ship and get out of here.
That was my idea.
Quietly.
Was to pillage and then either hide in the hills and try to make our way back, or steal a ship and make our way back. But to get some kind of gain from it.
Weren't there a lot of pirates on the ship? Didn't we have to get out to a ship like on a run on a dinghy? Do you want to get a ship or try to head overland?
How far? Where's the map?
He has a long way.
We need to take it back in the library.
Cialis runs back and gets the map.
Nobody said they took it.
So it took us like a day to get from there to there.
Well, you don't know how long you were out because you guys were.
No, we don't have any idea.
Well, it took us a day to get from Vanden to Syrupville.
Yeah, which was just up in the hills.
That was just up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Right. And these guys took the over.
So I would bet.
A many days journey.
He might be looking at a week of travel.
A week.
Of solid travel, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'd hook up with a caravan or something.
Gypsies!
Transcendence.
Go for a ship, and if that doesn't work, we'll go over.
I pillage. Pillage first.
Yeah, pillage first.
Go for overland.
You may be able to find some info or some technical information for the abandoned people, because this actually looks like an invasion plan. Isn't that just what I just said?
They had
sent an expeditionary force, but this is actually plans for...
This is
an invasion plan map that we were just looking at.
Oh, I thought that was plans for the initial thing that we were
part of.
We already knew. I mean, that's already... Everybody knows that happened. But this is for another invasion.
Yeah, the expeditionary force is what brought you back.
Okay.
This is actually the map that was in on the library table.
As soon as we can.
Yeah.
Shows an expeditionary plans for a full invasion.
Our village. But I'm going to go across and see if that door's unlocked. You want me to write that down, Matt?
I say we pillage what we can here and then get back to Vanden with the map.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well enjoy it while you're here.
Yeah. I mean, we might get some...
You're visible.
Right.
Okay.
Invisible?
Visible.
Okay.
I listen at the door. Where is it? There it is.
What's your chance?
Okay.
You don't hear anything.
No, obviously. I look for traps. No.
You don't see any traps.
You don't find any traps. Is it locked?
It is not locked.
Look at that. Lucky me. I slip my ring on.
Okay.
Stopwatch ring.
Where's my stopwatch?
So I know when it
works. Sure. Well,
you
didn't trust that much.
Yeah. Well, no, so I can get my own clue about
this
what
is
I'm
kind
about
subtle,
to
do. Right? So we don't want
to. Did you put it back on
until we get here?
You're putting it back on right now?
I don't know how tall this is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a stone wall.
This is a solid wall.
Yeah. It's just when you were up 3 foot on this wall, you could see over it. Once you're down in the courtyard, nobody can see it.
Okay. All right. So then I want to get us all out here and get that door shut.
Yeah.
If somebody comes in, we're just a little protected.
So door's shut again. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, this door is not locked. He's chest-tapping it, that's where you know.
And the secret door, is that like a sliding door?
It just slides. Yep. You just slide it back.
There we go. I got a timer.
Maybe we want to go this way and look out the window and just see this.
This you'd have to, you'd have to climb up to get onto the porch. If somebody was standing on the porch, they could look down in here.
But we could go through the secret door and like come around here. But where's the, there's a door here.
Yeah.
I was over there. It said
that's
I slipped my ring on and I'm going to open
it's on your
watch.
Oh, you didn't say it was open, you just said it.
Yeah.
Just to see
slipped
it's
my ring on, I said, and going to poke my head in and see what's in there.
It's unlocked.
Yeah. Big building.
Four minutes remaining.
Mm-hmm. That's what you think. Start nerfing you bastard. Nerfing your ass.
That sounded wrong.
See that, can you?
I walk right here and pull something out of the wall.
Yeah, exactly. There's a secret door right there.
Never quite can tell. Trust me. I trust you all.
Our integrity?
You bastard cheats all the time. All right, so this looks like a private worship room for the Nordom and his court. There's a red wool, flame flower, serpent motif rug. There is a gilt shelf on the south wall, which holds a large gold serpent with ruby eyes.
Boom,
becomes visible.
Yeah. Even before my 5 minutes is up, guys.
Even before your 5 minutes is up.
Would a rug that size, if you rolled it up, fit in the bag of holding?
Negative. Too big.
Pause. Reset.
Gilt shelf on the south wall holds a large gold serpent with ruby eyes. Dispels magic in room completely. And calls all rings, if worn, to burn the hand. So, I don't know if you have any other rings on your fingers, but they are burning your hand as well.
It's wrapped hard, man, yes.
So if you have any rings of protection or anything like that, they are burning your hand.
It's like that other thing.
Go ahead and break it.
Back out of the room, take them off.
I was going to say, back out of the room and then take my damn rings off.
What do we do? Did smack the thing with a battle axe?
Yeah, we just took my wood axe or something. Yeah, just smacked her.
Damn, I hate those things.
So somebody take all the rings and crap off.
Felthorn doesn't have any rings, and he's got an axe.
Go kill it.
He goes in there, takes the backside of his hatchet, and just, boom, nails it.
Sure, roll it. Just so we don't sound alone. And then roll an 8-sided dice. Five. He takes 5 damage. It blows up.
At least my rings are burning.
It's not a terribly loud explosion, but it's definitely...
It made noise.
It made noise.
It'd be like, you know, if we had a firecracker go off in the room over there right now. It wouldn't be terribly loud, but we'd all hear it. All right,
yeah. I'm going to go in, check underneath the rug.
You hear some... as soon as you come in through the door, you hear some laughter, like there's some females... Female laughter, like they're talking and such.
I think is it giggling? Or is it laughing?
Or like they're talking to each other, like it's a, it was like a conversation or something, and then somebody said something funny, and so there's a bunch of laughter. That's
all right.
Exactly. That was exactly what you hear.
That's some sexy sending babes there. All right.
So I'm going to look under the rug.
You're always looking under the rug.
Under the rug, man.
Yeah, makes sense.
With you and rugs, man.
I love rugs, man. They're nice. Well made.
Red wool flame flower serpent motif rug is here under the, and under it is a sliding copper door.
See? Copper door. There's a reason we look under these rugs.
Philip, stop that. There's a door.
Sweet.
It slides this way, and it's kind of like copper and engraved, and it looks like it's got little skulls on it.
I like to hide stuff under their rugs. Skulls. If he draws a rug in this place, roll it up.
We could go to the next door, take one of the people, and make him open the door.
You better start changing your alignment. That's all I have to say.
We're at war. We're at war. They're the enemy.
I said 3 foot above the ground. These are actually set about 5 foot above the ground. These are actually a pretty elevated building.
Trixie's actually lawful good.
Sounds like there's at least 3 females in the other room. Maybe some younger children as well.
Make the children open the door.
Wow.
Could be hard to corral a group of people, though.
It could. It could.
This door slides this way.
They were going running and screaming and...
Yeah. All the fireball went across.
We know what his next character has to be. Freaking... Undead psycho assassin.
Soldiers. He's a ranger soldier for Vietnam, man. He's an enemy.
I like the soldiers in Vietnam when they palm in the little kids.
Yeah, they're all guilty. I think Trixie should open that door in the floor.
You think?
Dude, Felthor's hurt.
It's very cold. Who's
the
actually by it?
Cold?
The dwarf
was
dwarf.
Yeah, I found it.
He didn't come in.
It's very cold.
He's locked that wand.
Compared to, I mean, it's like very super hot outside and stuff like that. It's like, this is cool.
Maybe it's just an ice holding spot.
Yeah,
it's
an
evil air conditioning
unit.
It's where they keep all their brew.
Or, I mean, a refrigerator. There you go.
It's an air conditioning unit.
It's where they keep the beer. It
cools this room since it's a worship room.
Worship room. What would they put down there?
I don't know, but a lot of the magic user guys that we fought
well, if it's
earlier,
a cleric, it could be like
had those
turned evil. He's got at bay down there.
Yeah, that's true.
You remember the wands all burnt, froze your hands.
Yeah, that's true.
It could be like a wand like that. Yeah. By the way, nobody's rings are burning in that room. I'm assuming. Huh?
Oh yeah, anybody that goes in that room, you cannot wear a ring in the room.
They're still burning.
Oh no, I'm sorry. No, you've. Yeah, that's right. You destroyed the thing.
Just making sure.
Yeah, you
I mean, we're in there for a
he
second.
He took damage. Five points of damage.
Yeah, I took 5 points of damage for that.
Yeah. Well, I was like, wait a minute.
You guys can wear whatever you want.
Yep, and if you put your ring back on, you'd be invisible or whatever. Okay. Yeah. But you guys are still out in the courtyard, as far as I know.
Right.
Well, there's nothing in here to worry about, right?
So.
Correct. As far as you know.
I mean, no.
So let's head inside.
So here's my question.
Trixie and Adley go inside.
If we... Okay, bad guy has a wand. If we touch it, we get cold, right?
Yeah, it burns your hand with cold.
Yeah.
So, if something
doesn't
in that...
It doesn't hurt me. Oddleaf can pick it up. He's neutral.
He's neutral. Yeah. So, think about this. They put a door with skulls on it, over it.
Roll to see if you hear anything.
And the door turns cold. Is what it's...
That time I did 14%.
Hiding
here as you're close
evil
to this wall
or good?
Here.
Yeah.
There's a couple people that sound like they're clinking some pans and talking like two people, two male voices.
Okay. I kind of relay that to the group.
So you hear that, but there's no door.
Yeah, this is an interior like a house wall, basically.
Okay.
So it's not like super thick. Like
so it would have been harder to hear, and that's why you had me roll to see if I could hear.
Okay.
Sounds like two people like clinking some stuff around and just talking amongst themselves, but you can't understand what they're talking about.
See where I'm coming from the door?
So the door is cold, so what?
Right.
What?
So, okay, if I touch the wand, since I'm good, I get cold, right?
Yeah.
So if the door is evil and something underneath it was evil, it wouldn't be cold.
How does the sliding door move?
Right? If something under
it
was good...
It would turn cold. It just the whole thing slides right along.
So
the
you would just
saying?
Take your staff and push on
it. If it was something under there was evil,
as long as
it
wasn't
cold.
I don't think
the door
can't
be good.
So you haven't looked at it yet. But
it
doesn't look like
it. It has to be something that's actually emanating.
Guys, we're going to slide it open with my staff. I'm going to push it open.
Okay.
Trixie's doing
it. I really don't think it's a. I don't think that's it's not.
No,
it's,
and I think there's a good choice that it's not.
This is going for
bad
you.
For us.
She says, "Me," but I thought women yapped a lot. Trixie can say this.
Where do we hear that coming
she's
from?
A chick. In the hole.
Is that in the hole?
Yeah.
Oh wow, it's a deep hole.
Sounds familiar though.
It's our wolf.
It's your wolf.
No way.
So is this a deep hole? You can see way down in
there? I don't know. You just slid it open.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Did they take our wolf?
I kind of go over and try to look at it, I guess.
Yeah, look in.
Is it
how far does, like, the command of, you know, controlling an animal go?
Oh, boy.
How far can you...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's that far.
But it's just a thought, right? All you have to do is...
Right.
You and still have another command? Collar.
I do.
Yeah, we do. We have the one from the spider.
Yep. Spider.
There is a stone stair.
In some place, there's an eagle that's still under my animal control.
Yeah.
Flying around. Someday, Kent has to have him show up.
It's back in that island.
It'll be, pay your rent. You're probably going to be overdue. Probably come and re-haul all your crap.
It'll be just like the King of Eagles in The Lord of the Rings. He'll come to save us.
Come and rescue us.
At the last moment, we were saved. The last move.
There's a
stone
wheel.
Look, a wagon wheel. If you're slow on the draw and you need something to chug.
A hanker for a hunk of cheese.
There's a stone stair that leads down from the Noradom Court building to this underground complex. It looks like it... It goes down... It looks like it's going down into a natural cavern underneath where you're at there.
Sweet!
No.
No.
lose it.
Yeah. I say we go down.
Yeah.
As soon as you guys open the door, you hear these, like, it wouldn't be howling like that probably as much as it would be, like, whimpering and, like, in distress kind of animal. Animal in distress.
They captured a whooping human.
Huh. And then, did that make you sad hearing the wolf howl?
Susan Anderson. Can you say that in a little kid's voice? That's exactly right. Now you got it.
Now I can have nightmares tonight. Good.
Interesting. It's like 9 a.m. before. It's like Sesame Street. Someone's painting numbers everywhere.
Do I go down invisible?
I don't know what you're doing. You're standing looking in the hole. There's a... Damn. 9A. Stone stair leads down from the northern court building to this underground room. That's all you can see from there.
Alright, put on my ring.
There you go. Can you go?
Yeah, you know, book down there. So I'm down at the bottom of this thing now? I'm going to run down the steps. Well, not run, but sneak.
You're invisible?
Yeah. I don't know how much time he gives me.
Alright, so... is it safe for us to come down there? For what?
He hasn't told me yet. He hasn't told me.
There are stairs coming up.
Of course, I'll yell back there, up as soon as I see.
There are actually torches on the wall that are lit.
Ooh, that are lit. Awesome. Okay.
And there is what appears to be a catacomb.
Ooh, catacombs.
Stairs come out the main. Okay. Stone stair leads down from the Nordon Corp complex to this underground. Complex, the stairs come out onto the main catacombs where the previous Nordom leaders are entombed in the walls.
Treasure. Defile those graves.
Actually,
lawful
sorry, I said that these are unlit. They were unlit. It's completely dark in here, except for a dim green light may be seen coming from what appears to be kind of phosphorescent mold or fungus growing on the ceiling in places. So there's kind of some green, dim green light, but there are torches and brackets on the wall.
Okay. I run back up and tell these guys, come on, I think it's safe to go down there. And I take my ring off.
The howl comes from... Shit. The howl is coming from this way.
Right.
Coming from up the stairway.
Okay. All right. Okay. I booked sneak back down after I ran back up and told these guys. I booked back down and I go over towards those steps. To see what I can see.
Stairs going up.
Okay. Up and up.
Cialis turns invisible.
Stairs going up. There's a passage that goes this way and a passage that goes this way.
Okay, that's about as far as I go. I come back down.
So, poof, you're gone.
Right, I'm out of there.
And then, Balthor.
We're down there.
Turns both of them invisible.
Oh my god, you're going to use all your invisibility spells.
Okay, so you guys go down the stairs?
Yep, I'll go down.
You're using the scrolls?
I use one scroll, and he's got an invisibility spell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so the cleric will go down.
Protect from evil and stinking cloud. You got stinking cloud?
Just a couple stairs. I just kind of want to watch for anything coming in.
It'd be pretty. It's pretty dark. I mean, if you were on the stairway, you probably would not be able to see out into the room very well.
Okay. What's Trixie doing? Is she staying here?
No, she's coming down.
You want her to go down now?
Yeah.
Sure. Right, so she goes down.
I'm gonna go over and check out one of those tombs.
Yeah, Falthorn, I'm over here and cover these stairs.
Yep, and it looks like a kind of a semicircle. There's actually some. Illegible script above each of those little
first one on the left
tombs on the wall.
And see if I can pry it open.
It's all stone. It's all masonry in, just like this. They're actually encrypted in there with stone and masonry.
We're not even all down there yet.
We'll get down there.
Well, there's a little plane here. Hold on. So, okay. Haldar's going to go down, but now I want to try to get the rug back the way it was. So if he can, like, unroll it and then just, like, climb under it.
Sure.
Crawl under it and then shut the thing after.
Yeah.
Could he use, like, a sword and push it shut from underneath?
The only thing the dwarf thinks in his mind is, I wonder if they're going to be suspicious that their snake is all smashed up.
Hmm.
And why didn't we take that ruby out of him? Maybe the dwarf is having second thoughts about taking the ruby out of him.
It's pretty damn evil.
It's evil, yeah. We got plenty of rubies.
Okay. So yeah, I want to.
It was a 10,000
gold. Yeah, you can get it back. But.
As undisturbed as possible.
Sure.
So all right. So I go down. So then, what can I see since I can see the ways?
Yeah. So you can pretty much see everything that I drew out, because before those guys wouldn't have been able to see the detail of it all, as far as where the.
Except for just a little bit of green light coming from the ceiling in places.
Light torch.
We could. Do we want to?
I don't want to light one of the
There is a little breeze coming from this way the dwarf can detect, and he also can see that there is actually what appears like a black curtain or something that's hung across that.
What doesn't beep? My timer just has a pop-up. But might help that my alarms are all off.
So poof, I see you appear for a second.
Yeah, he's visible now.
I'm visible. You guys aren't. Because you don't have nerfed spells.
Does it sound like our wolf?
Hard to tell. Definitely would.
Still want to pry open that gate.
Okay, so you wouldn't be able to pry it open. You would have to bust it in. It's just like small pieces of stone that have been.
Sure.
You know, it's
sure.
Somebody should
pry it down. I mean, pull out the stone.
Dude, somebody should shut up that dog before it gives us away.
Well, it was probably making noise before we got.
Yeah, it was kind of whining and stuff.
I don't know, that's.
I wouldn't say that it's howling like
it's
in a surveillance howls.
But so you want to break into one of those and see if there's anything.
Who's invisible still?
Those two are.
Go and look at the dog. See, maybe it's ours.
All right. See, also, it's coming from this way.
No, up. The curtain was it? Oh, up. Okay, I thought it was
up the stairs.
No, not that way. Up that way.
Okay. So he's gonna walk slowly up this way. Tell you. Finds out where the animal noise is coming from.
There is a room here. And he's like at the top of the stairs. And his passage goes out. Kind of gets narrower. But up. This kind of goes up. Like more toward that way.
I'm ready to get out of here.
And then this is... it's very dark in here. Just a few places where there's some very faint green coming from the... from the ceiling, but he can see well enough to see that there is a dog. Let's see. You can see from your standing here looking this way, faint green in the wall, and it sounds like the dog noise is coming in from here. There is something stacked along the walls. Like, and you can only see this part of it over here, but it looks like it's just something that's like stacked all along the walls. You can't see anything more than that from where you're at.
I'll come over there and take a look.
There you go.
The dwarf sees on that wall here this.
Oh.
Lots of bones.
Ooh.
Look at the bones!
Southern bones. Southern skulls.
Sounds like a rock band.
Cielos. What?
Southern skulls.
So, this is...
It's not southern, it's southern.
They throw all their dead bodies out here?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
So can I see the dog?
Yeah, can you see the dog?
If you're going to be looking around the corner,
yeah,
for your...
I want to peer around the corner.
Okay, so you see this room is lined with carefully stacked and thoroughly dried skeletal parts, skulls, etc. There is a rack for torture.
Torture our dog.
Torture rack, as well as several gibbets hanging from the ceiling with bodies which are dried from the cave but still bits of flesh, etc. And there is a cage right here with straw strewn around the floor. And there is a dog in there. A wolf, actually.
Does it look familiar?
Yeah. It looks like the wolf you guys used to have.
Does it have a collar on it?
It's a species anyway. There's no collar on it.
Oh, we just leave it. Unless the collar's in the room.
Maybe it's going to like you.
You're not in there enough to see what's going on.
Cialis controlled it. He'll come up by next to the dwarf.
The dog stops howling when he sees... Oh, actually, you're invisible. He's still howling.
What did he go?
Yeah, he might stop and actually see that something's going on there.
Really?
Start to kind of maybe even growl a little bit, not knowing what's going on. Cialis, once you're in the room, you see that there are some runes on the floor, in the middle of the floor, that don't look like anything you've ever seen before. It's like a big circle that's on the floor.
Cialis asks Berendon, do you see the control collar anywhere?
So who's all in the room?
We're just kind of around the corner.
Oh, you can't see it from where you're at.
I'm just kind of peering in.
Too dark in there.
But I would keep going in until I can see, you know, around at least the perimeter of the room.
Looks like something is laying on top of the torture rack. On the table of the torture rack.
Ooh, which is over here.
Something.
Torture. I want to avoid the circle in the center.
Okay.
We'll try to go around.
Perimeter?
Okay.
Better look at it.
Looks like a collar. Dog collar of some type.
Cialis will come in there with them, carefully avoiding the circle. Let me see if it's the... It was a dwarvish animal control collar.
Yeah, I don't think he would know right away.
You'd see it. It's yours. It looks like the one you had.
Okay. So we
grab the collar.
Grab the collar.
How do I get back in the wolf?
I don't know. The wolf only... Well...
I have a command spell. Tell it to just sit still.
The wolf looks like it's in good shape. It's been fed and taken care of to
right.
some degree.
He could come in very handy.
That's true. We'll take him back.
I want my
ego. Do you have to pick a lock or anything on the cage or what?
There is no lock on the cage. It's just a dog cage, big cage, and animal cage.
So how are we going to put this collar on?
Wait. This moment on. Trixie always, or Oddleaf always devotes half an hour of his evening heel time focusing on trying to call his eagle back with his animal control, okay?
Yeah.
His animal control eagle.
Because I do have command spell.
That's good.
That we let go fly.
That's right. Yeah.
If Cialis is invisible, I mean...
What's Trixie and the thief doing? The thief, you were kind
just
of
open
about
the cage and... You know, once it's...
I'm trying to see what I had that I can break into that sucker with. I don't want to blow my sword jam.
I know, will it attack us?
It's not a pet. It's not a pet.
No, you're invisible, so it's going to attack me, if anything.
Yeah.
So I guess I could stand back by the... Open it up so you're right. You can be right there.
Focus on you.
And
well,
try to just...
Yeah, that wouldn't...
I think it's loose, though.
It's a plus three spear. I can use that.
I guess I could do a command spell real quick.
Pry the... Pry the blocks out and try to start...
Of course, it's probably going
to
run
you know,
out.
Breaking that down.
Sure. That way you're new while they're doing
it. Yeah, I'm starting to like dig out blocks.
And there's an empty space behind it. So you're digging. All right. Okay.
Cialis would go out and call Aldor to come back.
Okay.
So I'm going to have my command spell ready, not necessarily cast it, but wait until this kind of goes down.
Okay.
So here's the idea.
You're going to try to grapple with it, basically.
We're going to open the door, since Cialis is
not
invisible.
Completely. I'm just going to kind of, you know, barely enough, and the dwarf will hold it so the wolf can dart out. I'm just going to kind of...
The focus would definitely be on Berendon, and Cialis from behind will just put the collar on real quick and tie it. If it does goes down wrong...
You'll have to hold the dog.
Wasn't one of you invisible?
This is a big wolf.
The dog wouldn't see you.
If there's any way we could tie a rope, like a lasso, and throw it on him in the cage...
Yeah, that's true.
They're invisible. The things that they're carrying are invisible, so a collar would turn invisible.
Not for me, I'm not invisible.
But you could sneak up... Mr. Invisible Dude, right towards him. The dog would be like,
but he's
what's
still
going on? I sense
not,
it.
I mean, you're not going to be able to stick your hands in there and get it.
So. Get in the cage, man.
So, I don't know. Just take a rope and tie a slip knot on the end of it.
Sure. Is that what, how you pronounce it? Aspirate?
Get around his neck.
Get to the cage?
Yeah, that's Harry Potter.
And then you can just go around the back of the cage and hold
teleport?
Him in the cage while somebody climbs in and just puts the collar.
Oh,
yeah.
What's that
called? Apparate.
Apparate. Apparate.
All right, so we're going to take a rope, tie a knot at the end of it, put it around his neck inside the cage, and
just truss him up next
and
to
pull
it.
Him back against the cage.
Yeah, that's
just
a good idea.
There you go.
Loop him and pull him forward.
And then he can just walk in invisible, fast on
him.
Got it. Yep.
Okay.
He calms down right away after that.
Okay. Now they might be suspicious.
There you go.
You left the howl once. Tell them to howl once.
Okay, so get your wolf back.
Okay. I got a few blocks out of this.
How many hit points does the wolf have?
10.
Okay. This guy.
So he's almost back to full.
He's almost back to full.
This is what?
This guy killed the servant.
Oh,
with
oh yes.
Yeah, that really
helps. Oh, by the way. Remember your cleric?
My undead.
Did you not used to have a cleric that looked like this? He's got like a staff, and then the staff broke off.
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
He went limp. Is that what you're saying?
He's got blue.
I thought you had a staff.
I
sworn
somebody.
You had a cleric like that.
I could. I possibly do.
Not that guy.
Shaggy wolf.
All right. So there's nothing else in here we want to mess with, right? So avoid the circle.
Yep.
Right.
And
go back in here.
By this time, he's got enough of a hole. It's dark behind it, so you really can't see behind it pretty well.
I light my lantern. And poke it in the hole.
Anything comes
poke a door or lantern in that hole.
There is a mummified dude wrapped in linens behind there.
Yeah.
But you can see with the little hole.
Open him up.
Pry more of a hole.
And pull the whole wall down.
You bet. I'm working on that.
Sure, you can do that.
Right, get in there.
What are the rest of you guys doing while he's doing this?
You vile thief!
I kind
of
want to wait and see if there's anything worth messing with in
these
before I start tearing the others apart.
Right. So I also come over here and
there's a full mummified dude.
I would think the dwarf figured it out. So it's a matter of do we want to get in there or not.
Yeah. You just see what's on the one.
Mm. See what's in this first one.
And you see a bar of silver on the bottom by his feet.
Leave it alone.
This is what was in the thing that kept the undead thing in the casket thing. Oh shoot.
Is the whole crypt open, or is there just like one hole?
No, we had
to pull the whole
hole.
So now you've got yourself a little alcove
with a silver bar,
with a mummified dude,
and a silver bar,
and a silver bar.
We could
leave the silver bar,
continuously stab it with a +3 spear.
So it couldn't come past the silver.
Cialis hears something coming from behind the curtain. Sounds like a scraping of a stone.
Awesome.
Dwarf will go down there too. See if he sees anything.
Black curtain across the thing.
Come past the curtain.
So do we want to try to do anything with this guy here? We know the silver barthing is indicative of keeping the undead trapped in the thing.
Yeah.
Because they can't cross the silver that's done in like that.
True.
Is it moving at all or anything like that?
Yeah.
Nope.
Poke it a little bit with the spear.
Yeah.
Does it move?
Nope.
Wow, okay. Does it have any jewelry on it?
Can't tell, it's all wrapped in linens.
Oh.
Maybe the silver bar and all that is precautionary.
Maybe it's traditional. You have to put it in there so they won't rise from the dead.
Right.
So they won't be risen.
Dwarf and Cialis hear something dragging a cloud across the floor coming toward the curtain.
I take the +3 spear. And I slice down through the ribbons.
There you go.
The linen stuff that's wrapping
sure.
it to try to
he's,
open
he's
up.
Skeletized, skeleton,
yeah.
and mummified underneath.
Yeah.
So dried flesh and such.
Yeah.
And
Emotep.
Yeah. Teriyaki.
He has got a gold necklace around his neck. Still around his neck. Still around his neck. Don't put it on your finger. It's still around his neck.
Oh, okay. Scan a gold necklace around his neck. Use the spear to lift it off his neck.
You can mess with that.
Okay.
You're fooling around with that.
Stay away from that guy.
Stay away from the silver bar.
Yeah.
Guys, this group of company.
Yeah, we're gonna have company here pretty quick.
Good, it's been
shit.
Hankering for this!
Cialis, the minute he sees him launches fireball.
No, Cialis was still invisible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Launches fireball.
Yeah.
Kay.
So does Trixie.
The cleric can try to turn that, right?
You can. And I
he
actually
gets a saving
hold on a second. I'll tell you what you need exactly.
Where do I get
right
it? You can.
I throw the turn, or does he throw the save?
I
think I throw the turn.
Let's see. Turning undead. And we said you were a fifth level.
Yeah.
You need a.
If you turn him, I say we get out of town.
You need a 13 or higher to turn him. That's not bad.
Hold on. Let's wait for Philip. Because if you turn him, we gotta go. We gotta leave. Because he's gonna run out.
Well, you got the exit. Well.
Careful.
Well, maybe he was back there. He came through there.
Uh-huh. I said I'd get more to drink.
And then we can if we decide to go that route.
No. I didn't know what you're talking about there for a second. I said, what?
Yeah, we don't know what's back there. I mean, sounds like, although he could be pulling the wool over us. If
nobody's lit any torches either, so the only thing is that one that Philip lit.
Right.
As far as there's a dwarven lantern that's lit in there now.
If this is a dead end and you turn him, great. But if he can escape through there, then I say we head for the hills. We could come back up through here, come up there.
Why are you so worried about it?
Because he would, if you turn him, he's going to run. And by the time he would get out of the way, you know, to the point of him running, he's probably going to be up here somewhere, and he would then say, intruders!
But it's pretty dark down there. He can't see any better than we can. How does he know?
How does he know?
How would the evil cleric dude know what's down here? I mean, it's dark. He's
undead.
See anything.
He's undead. He can see the dark, and he's not scared of the dark.
He's not scared of the dark. What is he doing there? I don't know.
Actually, the dwarf can see past.
Probably when he came through the curtain, he would have went, whoa. So he could have got a good glimpse of what's back there. Ooh, he lives in a coffin.
Which is in the middle of this.
Oh, man.
Coffin in the middle of this.
Let's kill it. It's our quest.
Okay. Guys, attack him yet?
No. We've learned a little bit more.
Okay, what's going on? What did we learn?
He's not afraid of the dark.
He's not afraid of the dark.
He's undead.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He lives in a coffin in the middle of that room.
Mm-hmm. A coffin?
And I need a 13 to turn it.
And then circumferential bones lay down on the floor. And he needs a 13 for the cleric to turn him. He's actually got to be close enough to have his holy symbol held up.
I assume you want me to try to do that.
Sure.
I assume if he turns him and he runs away from us.
If we do, yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen. He'll be so scared of you, he won't even know what's going
to
happen.
He might attack us to try to get away.
Don't have any idea what to do.
Might fry your mind.
So, you want me to roll to turn him?
What do you guys think? Yes?
I'm getting a yes.
A lot of deliberation. He has a mace in his hand now.
Yes.
He's raising it to crack the dwarf.
I 11. Didn't do it.
Okay.
Fireball! I got arrows.
Dwarf has got arrows?
Yep.
Two fireballs. Scream at this thing right away.
Well, who's casting?
Yep. Trixie. And
Trixie's kind of, yeah. She's kind of back around the corner. She's not in a position yet.
What?
Yep.
What?
But you can see him just fine.
The dwarf can get awesome shots, though.
The dwarf, Cialis, and the cleric, probably the only three that can see him at this point. The thief probably could see him if he looked over his corner, but he's so fixated on that gold necklace that he can't.
He's a thief. Come on.
I don't know what I mean to hit him.
For fireball, there's no hit.
No, I mean arrows. I'm just shooting arrows.
Oh. He's armor class 4.
You did two fingers.
I need that 12. Okay,
sounds about right.
Oh, boy. You're a 5th level fighter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. You got a 14. So. Okay. 6.
Plus nothing? 6
plus
total?
6 total. First one missed.
Right.
Roll. You erase 2 arrows.
2 arrows. Actually, you don't erase them, just jot them down. You shot 2 because you might get him back.
Actually, we should have rolled for initiative, but I'll give you that. Let's let's me and Cialis roll for initiative.
Cialis was invisible, man.
Oh, that's true. Okay. But let's so the cleric then roll for initiative. Cialis is going to get an attack. Cialis is going to get an attack.
Got it.
All right. So
right, here goes fire.
So basically both magic users are going to attack before my guy gets to attack.
Right.
Theoretically.
Here we go.
Yep.
3.
Got your account adding these up?
6.
3, 6.
8.
Come on. 12. 16.
And that's how many it is? How many rolls of the 6-sided dice is it?
5. 5 for your level. Yeah. For your level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh. 1.
3.
9.
9.
That's 3.
That's 3.
15.
Woo!
16.
Oh, yeah!
Nice. Pulled it out the end. 6, 6, 6!
Blast him kind of back a little bit. definitely hurt.
Mark that off.
Dog.
Fireball gone again. I love that fireball spell.
So, you tried to turn. That was your turn.
Right. So I don't think we have anything left. I mean, we're done.
He's, yeah, and you've become visible now that you've
right.
attacked. So, he's going to attack one of you guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What did I say?
Yeah.
Dwarf. What is it?
A 5.
So Cialis.
Cialis.
That's what I thought it was that way, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, Cialis.
So, okay. What's your armor class?
Armor class of...
The blast apparently disoriented him.
6.
Fudge.
Yeah. That's pretty weak.
He needs a 5 to hit you. Got an 8.
Damn it.
He has a mace, a very nice looking mace.
The cleric's got his eye on that.
It's
spell burns your hand.
I assume now the damage that we've done, I do not want to try to turn him again.
No, let's finish the job.
Okay.
Give him. For my guys, have an unnatural hate for him. I'm going to sip the dog.
8 points of damage on Cialis.
Cialis is hurting.
He's getting back out of there, dude.
Yeah. I slip on my ring.
Dwarf has his axe.
Good call.
And hits a 14.
Or plus 4.
I think that's what he needed. He needed a 12, actually.
What odds will you give me for sneaking by these guys?
0.
8.
With unseen?
With invisible to try to get by these guys to get around behind him.
Oh.
I mean, you gotta give me some odds, even if I'm trying to slip around through a battle.
8.
Even if it's low odds, I might give it a shot.
I'd say there's a 10% chance you could get behind him.
Woo! Should try.
Take it.
Can Eldar get a shot on him, or is the dwarf kind of in the way there?
Eldar,
the cleric behind him?
Yeah.
No, he's... Oh, yeah. What is he shooting?
He's got a mace. Staff.
Oh no, he can't. It can't attack with mace. It's too narrow. So. These guys in the front are the only two that can.
He's giving me a 10% chance.
This guy's coming around.
I'm going to try to slip along the wall, invisible, to get behind this guy so I can attack. He says 10%. I can roll a 10%. I get behind this thing, dude.
Well, Cialis is backing up. Trying to get out of there.
Yeah, Cialis will back up and he'll.
So which way are you going, thief? Are you going this way or that way?
Along that wall. Yes, I was along that wall.
Yeah,
I'm trying to scooch invisible.
I'm
trying
to try to step in where Cialis was.
Okay.
I make it. This would be so cool if I make it.
Make it.
Whoa, like the farthest way away from. I like stumble into somebody. What the hell? Sorry, dude.
As Cialis.
Pardon me, excuse me.
Cialis backed up. Could he actually tell the wolf to attack?
I mean, could he be like, no, it's too. No, this would be happening all too quick to command the animal already.
Definitely, Falthorn will look that way.
Yeah, Falthorn would see what's going on. He could spin around probably.
Can he launch arrows or
no?
Too much for
no. Too much. Yeah, there's too many people in the
local. I'm assuming that was my attack.
Too, right?
Was to try to slow
that. That would be your move. Although you can tell me what
true.
If you're getting any weaponry out or anything or what.
I'd be slipping my sword out, my short sword, because I was going to try to get behind him and attack with that.
Okay. So dwarf, is your turn to attack?
Can
or did the dwarf just attack?
Dwarf did got 8 damage.
That's what he just did, 8 damage. Okay.
Can Falthorn close distance?
Falthorn can use his turn to close.
Can Aldor get a
and
shot
Aldor in? Aldor can get a shot in here now.
Trixie can get magic missile.
He is going to need
magic missile.
So Trixie is coming across, moving into where she can see what's going on.
Nice. You can't mess with her magic missiles.
Right, so he hits with a plus 1 mace and does 2.
How many magic missiles are there again?
3.
You get 3 magic missiles. You get 3 magic, 1 dice, 4 plus 1.
Right.
Here we go. 3 magic missiles. 5.
Ooh.
8.
12 total damage?
Yep.
Yeah. That was like the most evil magic missile ever, dude.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was like totally trick-ass.
She's gasping with his...
With her fireball and her magic missile.
He doesn't appear dead, but he appears like he's gasping on dead breath.
Should I jump in there and finish him? Wait, get this, with my... Plus 2 sword, plus 2 extra versus undead.
Here you go.
It's like plus 4.
Finish the job.
Your damage.
Here we go.
It would be automatic.
Okay. That'd be 1 to 6 plus 4.
9
damage more with the sword.
He's dead.
Nice!
It is a doorknob.
I say we go back and kill everyone in the town.
Now that mace.
I'm visible now. I was invisible when I jumped forward, so.
The mace?
Yeah.
Is a... Well, you can't tell. It's a magic mace.
It looks nice.
It's very nice.
Here, do you want to use one of our detect...
Yep, do some of that detect.
Wait, is there any other
It doesn't matter.
Armor?
It's a single use.
Oh, only one item?
Right
yeah.
Right.
It's one item. Okay. It's one item. 6. Okay, so we're down to 6 of our magic armor detect stuff that you can rub on the potion.
Okay. This appears to be a plus 2 mace.
Plus 2 mace.
Plus it does a cold blast once per day for 1 to 10 damage.
Ooh,
cold blast.
It's kind of like the staff of Realtree.
Okay.
So I have a plus 1 mace as an extra.
Sell it when you get back to town.
So who's taking this?
Aldar.
Okay, yep.
cold blast once per day. You said?
Once per day.
And the cold blast is one to ten.
Nice.
No, it's like the Axe of Wasserrun.
Yeah.
Very good. It's right deep.
Only that did flame stuff yet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Nice job, Tracy. For a girl.
You look like a girl.
All right, anything else on this dude?
I was visible, right, because I attacked.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, since Thiefy jumped forward and stabbed him, he's going to check out that stuff. Nice thing about being a thief and a magic user, when, like, you know, plus two mices show up, I can just go, whatever you guys use, whoever wants that crap.
There is. He has got a black robe on. And his mace, and that's all that he has on him, actually.
Yeah.
Black robe.
I mean, like, he's fully dressed in black.
Hmm. Wonder if it'd be like a protective robe.
Check for traps on that. On that casket thing.
It's a big stone sarcophagus in the middle of a room full of skulls, and the top is actually slid off.
Oh, yeah? Can I look in it?
You absolutely can look at it.
Is it totally full of skulls?
No.
Oh, what's in it? What do I see in there, man? What do I see? Still get that necklace back there on that dude.
There is a what appears to be a very ornately innately engraved gold and jewel encrusted holy symbol. Unholy symbol, actually. It'd probably be more.
So that would be the jewel encrusted unholy symbol.
Where was this at? In the coffin?
In the sarcophagus.
Pick that baby up.
What are you, Phil?
Neutral.
Both?
No, lawful good for Trixie. Wow, an unholy symbol. Jewel encrusted. Wow.
If you want to know more about it, you gotta rub the juice.
How about a detect magic spell?
Yeah, detect magic
cloak, spell. On his cloak and what he was wearing and everything.
There you go.
Okay.
But
this cloak might be worth something.
Before we do that, let's see if we can lift that.
Chase, yeah.
Before you do that?
Yeah, just put it on there just in case.
Yeah, see if the necklace is magical.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we
do. Or, if we're successful.
Are
there.
They close enough within radius that maybe anything in the room that's magical would go?
It's true. I think he said last time we tried to do tech magic, he said he wanted to put stuff in a pile.
Yeah. It has to be right there where you can actually.
Well, it is. It's right there.
It's kind of like, look at this.
I can touch it.
I say,
should we dig open all the caskets?
Yeah, let's loot this.
Loot the crap out of this place?
Let's loot the crap out. We didn't take much damage there. We get screwed with these guys.
Right.
Just went a lot better than last time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, he had some hit points that were down, too.
Oh, we also knew not to mess around. We were like, just go full to wall attack. Don't
the dwarf, since he's kind of the miner, will knock out this end one.
Mining for bones.
You work on the necklace.
Yeah, I'm going to still try to get that necklace off. We're going to pile up the stuff in the middle. His gold encrusted unholy symbol and the cloak and
the jewel encrusted holy symbol is loose. It was just sitting in the bottom of the sarcophagus.
Yeah. You haven't touched it, have you?
I haven't touched
actually,
it.
Okay.
I take a bag, a loose sack, and pick it up with that.
Yep, you can do that. So yeah, there's 8 total here.
Don't have to touch it.
Of those identical.
All right, the dwarf is going to break open this
break
last one.
Break them open.
Yeah, he could break them open easily if he had a hammer or some kind of...
He's got his axe.
Axe, the back of the axe or something.
Yeah.
Yep. And the same thing. They're
silver bar.
Silver bar with mummified... Wrapped.
Yeah, cut them open.
Wrapped in linen.
Yeah, cut that linen off.
Is it safe to like climb in or to do that?
Well, I did it with a spear.
Standing outside.
Sliced. Yeah, it's just like this where there's a little alcove. So, I mean, if you lean forward, you could probably reach him, or at least one of the humans could pop it on.
Okay, what happened when you opened this?
The same thing.
Nothing, same thing. Silver bars.
Skeletized.
Cold dude, whatever.
Mummies.
So it's just eight of them total. To cut every one of them open. To find
you
out.
Break them open, I'll go along with the spear and slice
all right,
their
so that one's
stuff
broken.
Off.
Just have the dwarf work his way down. Break each one of them open.
It, and
okay,
I'm,
so they're
job,
all open right now.
My
they're
job is to use this
mummified.
Plus three spear to slice their linen off.
They all appear to have the exact same type of a necklace.
Nice.
Big, kind of a gold symbol.
Symbol of?
On a chain.
Yeah.
It's nothing you've ever recognized.
What does it look like?
So it's not like
flower, skull.
Nothing like what we saw on the rugs or whatever.
It actually looks just exactly like what was on the rugs with a little serpent.
So these are Nord rulers or something.
Yeah, they're
Bastard names.
That's what he said earlier.
He said take their stuff, then we fling poo at them.
It's got a serpent.
Yeah.
It's got a serpent on the bottom.
Serpent on the bottom.
Flames. And then what appears to be some type of flowers or something that are.
Don't tread on me.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Let's take them.
Gotta say, we can stop anytime you guys want to. So, what's your order?
We're getting those necklaces off.
So, you're working your way down. Is he able to get any of these necklaces? Or
well, I don't know how he's doing it. What are you doing?
Spirit to pull it off over their head.
You see, you're just like hooking
them. Yep, hooking underneath and going.
One at a time.
Yeah.
So, like this one first.
So you're not messing with the silver bars or anything like that.
Nope.
Okay, yep, I'd let you do that.
Get you with the neck.
So work your way down and get each one of them.
There's eight total.
Okay, so eight gold necklaces.
Eight gold mummy necklaces.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, I want to check and make sure there's nothing on their hands or their fingers. They don't have anything else.
Doesn't appear to be.
Same with the undead cleric. Nothing on his hands, nothing on his wrists, nothing necklace. Because he had an armor class of
four,
and there was no armor.
Here, I wrote it down as eight gold serpent mummy necklaces.
He was undead. He was definitely not. He was a magical creature.
I think we can figure that one out. Serpent mummy necklaces.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Alright.
Did we take the cloak off him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I picked up with the with a sack. I picked up the
So we can leave it on and detect magic.
I'm gonna bring it over and put it next to the guy so we can try to.
Right. So we're gonna file with the necklaces.
Brings him back to life, doesn't it? Yeah.
I guess we shouldn't have done anything with the mace. We wasted one of the things, but
yeah.
Pile everything up around this dude, and then cast detect magic on him.
Magic.
Who's doing that? Who's scratching it off? You want me to?
Yeah, I don't have it memorized.
And he got hit with a mace, so can he put some of that aloe stuff on it?
No, it's got to be a laceration.
All right.
Good point.
Okay, can we cast the detect magic spell and all this stuff?
Okay, so the necklaces appear to be basically these were kings. Previous Nordoms that were entombed, and these were, they each have their basically the holy symbol of the of their
right.
of their area.
Cool. Not magical?
They are not magical. They are worth 500 gold pieces apiece.
That's a little fine.
The cloak.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can only use like two rings, but you can put a cloak on top of that too. A cloak of protection, great. Especially for a person with a six weapon armor class like Trixie.
This is a plus one cloak of protection.
Oh, we're both at six, dude.
All right,
roll for it.
Yeah, when two people definitely want something bad.
You need the
armor,
holy,
right?
No, Trixie. Magic.
Oh, Trixie. Okay.
You did the holy symbol too.
Yeah.
So the holy symbol actually turns lawful good people. Just reverse of
nice.
But it has to be used by someone.
It has to be used by it has to be used by the evil cleric, and it's
You write that down? That we have that thing?
We can start. Here we go. And it's an 8,000 gold piece. Holy, holy symbol.
Whoa. Okay. Unholy symbol.
Yeah. We could still take it to, like, Band and sell it for, like, the people who are doing the dragon egg so they can dispel it. And...
8,000. That's a nice one.
12,000 gold pieces right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nice.
Whoever brought these adventurers to the Arab camp is going to be in big trouble. If they're not dead already.
Yeah, twice dead.
You want to roll? I'll give you the honors. You say which ones makes it you. This is for that.
1, 2, 3, you.
1, 2, 3, me.
4, 5, 6, you.
Go for it. Here you go.
And it's is a plus
one.
One.
Okay. So it's not earth shattering.
Yeah, that's still so nice to have.
Might make it life or death difference.
Go. You want to 1, 2, 3?
Or do you want an impartial party to roll it?
No, he can roll it. I'm okay with that. Well, you got it, you lucky bastard.
He gives it to Trixie.
Oh!
Because Trixie did that last blow.
She did what?
He gave it away.
Last blow. I give her a cloak too.
Pretty good. How many rings of protection do you have? Two?
Two.
I was going to say your max two, because I have this extra one. I'm just like, she can't wear it. Plus one cloak.
Although, how many hit points are Trixie right now?
19.
Yeah. Cielos is at 13. Oh, so he's alright.
That lowers her to 5. You know what? Hold on a second. She's got 2 plus 1, 2 rings of protection. That's why she's at 6. If she's got the plus one cloak protection, which puts her at 5. An extra cloak. Does anybody need an extra ring? Does either of your guys need a ring since you were nice and gave me the cloak?
That my guy's maxed at rings. He's got both 2
guys,
rings.
Both guys maxed at rings?
But, yeah,
2 rings.
Falcon might not be. What's your hit points?
Maxed
at rings. Armor class? 6 and 48.
I mean, what's your armor class? I'm sorry.
Both are zeros.
Oh. He's really good. He's doing really well.
Falthorn's at 4.
You have room for another ring?
He doesn't have a ring.
Really?
No.
The orc doesn't have any
rings. I usually put it over there, but yeah. Okay, it's yours.
There you go.
So I'll erase it off of mine.
It's a plus.
Plus one.
Okay, so that takes it down to 3.
I couldn't use it because it was just an extra, which was stupid that she had it sitting over there when oddly has room for an extra. Mm. He has 1 plus 1 ring of protection. It's like, using that the whole damn time. You'll have to get one some other way. Okay, 4 and 5. That's better. Okay,
so that room's dead ends over there then. That's his, where he came from.
This is where he came from. Appears to be. The only person in there has been the thief so far.
How can I ever repay you, says Tracy.
I'm thinking something, says Alice.
The wolf would like one of the bones.
Well, these are the ones that still have the bits of flesh in them.
That's right.
Yeah. Pepperoni.
Have the dwarf maybe go in there and check out the room, see if you can find.
Yeah, maybe. A hidden door.
We headed up out of there that way.
Him go and take a look, see if he finds anything.
Leave some bones.
Don't see any secret areas. It looks like just a natural cavern, actually.
Nothing in here, dudes.
Let's get out of there.
Seattle sticks a southern skull.
Southern. You're gonna say it right, dude. Yes, I should.
You know what?
Yes.
Falthorn is still invisible.
He never attacked.
Never attacked.
It's great.
There you go.
Well, hold on.
He's definite.
Fully attacks.
Yeah.
Attacks.
Or says he doesn't want to be invisible.
Alright, so I guess we're going up this way?
Yeah.
4 feet away so we can even see.
Yeah. And then there's a. Want to call it at that, or
what time was it?
8:30. They didn't only have 4 hours of sleep, basically.
Yeah. All right. Good place to quit.
Yeah. If we get into another room and stuff, it'll be like an hour.
Yeah.
It'll be like 9:30.
This is where you come out at when you're whoever's poking their head. After much twisting and turning, this cavern leads out to a covered stone cave entrance in the palm grove west of the courthouse.
And these are all tent palm trees.
These are the triangular things with tents. But like I said, too, in this building, you've only been one room.
Yep. And the other building, and then this building over here.
This building you haven't been in at all. This building you haven't been at all.
You know there's plunder to be had. Yeah,
that's right. And I tell you what, we killed
them. But now that we're outside we can do tent to real tree.
Right.
We can do tent to real tree and get in it. We could actually set up there.
What time is it?
On the woods.
I would assume that's what. Well, this would be like now if you. This would be like, let me say noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, perhaps, after you've done all this
tree,
stuff.
Real tree inside.
Real tree or whatever here.
Yeah. Do you guys want to use this to heal everybody up or not? No? This will heal everybody to max. Do we need it? Trixie and Hodley do not. They do not need it.
My guys are hurting.
His are hurting. So it's up to you guys. I will leave it up to you. If
one's
you
down
to
12,
not.
The other's down 6. So.
Other than that, you could take each a... There's two things of beer left, which would grab you 2 hit points.
Better beer.
And then... And then 1 hit point for sleeping.
We'll hit that when we get back.
Yeah, all right. We can decide that.
Decide whether we did it or not.
You know what would work better than this stuff to have drawn? I should get one of those rolls from off my exam table that has the
white.
Yeah, you can just say that. Then we could just leave it, you know. Yeah. What I mean? Then we wouldn't have to erase it every time. We could put notes on it and then just always have it then too.
Yeah.
In case anybody ever wanted to do that.
You just roll it all up when you're done.
That'd
be really
scroll.
Cool. Yeah. Get yourself a wax seal. Where'd I see those? They had wax seals someplace the other day.
I have some sealing wax. You can get them at any bookstore.
Yeah.
I've got some at home, too.
Yeah.
At bookstores or something?
Bookstore will carry sealing wax for envelopes and stuff. That used to kind of be a fun thing to do. That's right. All right, nicely done.